On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU baseball team. Scheduled to go on the road this weekend and play Concordia St. Paul. We'll see if the weather's going to hold or not. But third baseman Matt Ellinghausen with us. You guys played so well down south, Matt. What kind of changed? What made you guys flip the switch on and get some offense and play good defense and get good pitching all at once?
I think the biggest thing was our pitchers did a really good job at minimizing runs, even when they did give a couple up in the innings, and just controlling base runners and hitting wise. We knew we were eventually going to come around and hit well. It's just a matter of time, really. It's kind of tough to get hit well in early season games when you haven't seen a lot of pitching, but I think it helped that, you know, just another week of playing, seeing more pitches, what they're trying to come at us with, and we're gonna hit, but we also, I think, did a good job of just grinding out runs, scratching and clawing runs out, and that's the team that we are. I mean, like I said, we're gonna hit, we're gonna outslug teams sometimes, but for the most of the time, we just gotta scratch and claw and try to any way we can get runs across the plate.
Is this the deepest, best top to bottom lineup offensively since you've been here?
For sure, without a doubt. 1 through 9, everybody's really experienced and, like you said, probably the most dangerous lineup I've been a part of since I've been here. Any guy can hit a ball to the gaps or even hit one out in any part of the lineup. So, I mean, it's fun to play with because, you know, even if you get out, you know, the guy behind is going to pick you up.
Defensively, you are the third baseman. Can you just talk about how playing third base is different from high school to college, how much quicker the ball gets to you, how much less time you have to react?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot faster game. Coming right here right away, the game was really fast playing right away. But after my 4 years here and even this year, I mean, the game slowed down quite a bit. But still, I mean, it's all really about reaction time. And sometimes if you don't take the right step one way or the other way, I mean, you're not going to have a play on the ball. So like you basically said, it's a lot faster and a lot tougher. And the main thing over there is the ball gets on you so fast that even if you just body the ball up and keep it in front of you, you're still going to have a play at first. So that's what I try to do.
Did you ever play hockey or maybe goalie in soccer or anything that gets you to have that mentality or not?
No. Actually, in high school and in my first year here, I used to catch. So that kind of helps out. It's just, I mean, as a catcher, the main thing there, too, is trying to keep the ball in front. So over there, too. Like I said, if you body the ball up, you're going to have, and keep it in front, you're going to usually have enough time to throw the runner out first.
Never seems to fail. Teams in baseball that win games have great left side of the infield defense. How do you feel that you and Lewis kind of work together as a unit over there on the left side?
Yeah, definitely. This is our third year playing together. I'm starting over there. He played a little bit his freshman year and more than I did, but for the past 3 years, we've been basically a standard over there at short and third, and it's almost like he knows where I'm going to be, and I know where he's going to be, and basically got each other's backs, whatever happens, and kind of communicate on every play and talk about while the play's going or even before, hey, where we're going to go or what situations are and what we're going to do with them.
What's the one area you feel team still needs to improve yet to before you get into the heart of the league schedule?
I think a big thing is situational hitting. And even along with that, bunting. We struggled with that quite a bit so far. But just moving guys over, knowing when to sacrifice and give yourself up for an out to move the guy ahead so then the next guy behind you can drive him in.
Your nickname on the team is Chubbs, and you have lost a fair amount of weight, or I wouldn't ask this question. How much work did it take to get the pounds off?
Quite a bit, actually. Just hard work in the off season, knowing that if I want to play at this level, I'd have to, you know, cut a little bit and just keep working hard, and that's something I wanted to do. So just putting in a lot of hard work in the off season and continue to do it in the regular season.
Something that I'm assuming you're hoping sticks with you the rest of your life, right?
Right.
It's easier to do now than 10 years from now. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck once you guys do finally get back outside.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.